Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is a happy, happy hour. Why? Because the closer Donald Trump is to being fucked, right, with his first criminal trial,
yeah,
the closer to fuckety-fuckety-fuck-fucked he gets, the happier we get.
Right.
The happier. Who better to talk to than Dean Obadiah, our legal lad?
That's right.
Among other things, we have Dean, and then the debut appearance of Lindy Lee, Twitter rock star and political activist. I did not know... English was not her first language.
Yeah,
she is, but she's going everywhere with the. She's with the vice president this week. She's doing hosting a fundraiser for President Biden next week. She is at the White House all the time. She is fantastic. She was fantastic, right?
Yes, she was.
She's a mover and a shaker and super smart, as is Dean Obadiah. Who's he has to take hats on and off the entire right. He has to put on his comedian hat, his lawyer hat, his Muslim hat, back and forth. His fantastic Sirius XM radio host hat, back and forth. Comedian.
He's like
The comedian one has the jingly balls on it.
Yes. He's like Bartholomew Cubbins.
Yes. I just wanted to say balls. Happy, happy hour.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Dean.
How are you, my friend? The tour sounds amazing. That's a lot of gigs.
I know. Well, you've been doing a great tour with a lot of your friends as well. What's the name of? I'm sorry, it's escaping me. The name of the New York
Arab American Comedy Festival.
That's it.
So it's our 20th anniversary. So we did a few cities. We did San Fran, Boston, and we're doing D.C. the Kennedy Center on June 8th for the show there.
All right.
But it's not as much you guys. It's just we just did in New York. We just did four cities. You did. You're doing what, like
We're doing, yeah, we're doing 15.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
There's no sleep. No sleep for Stephanie. No sleep till...
And November, a morning drive radio show, and being 1,000 years old, I highly recommend it. But listen, we have so much to talk to you about, because as a comedian, sure. as a obviously fantastic radio host, as a Muslim, as a you must... you know, I think of you all the time, the evolution of this issue, and it's clearly it's an inflection point, this attack on the World Kitchen workers. And, you know, I was saying, I feel like we've read I don't know, where was that, Jody? It was a great piece. But Justin, you've talked about this before, just about Netanyahu, you know, and what a trap. He is turning the entire world against Israel. And go ahead. Yeah.
I hope he stares into the sun during the eclipse. Is that wrong for me to say?
No.
I'm not sure if that's right or wrong. Look, he's never been a good guy. Anyone who's... He's not gotten the attention that he's deserved for a long time in terms of being a bad guy. Working against Democratic presidents, against President Obama. He was very infamously against President Obama. And since 2015, he's said when running for prime minister, there'd never be a Palestinian state. And this is a guy who helped prop up Hamas for all these years, and we know this from objective reporting. It's not me, but
Dean, can I ask you a dumb
state if Hamas is there? So that's what he was doing.
Can I ask you a dumb question? I don't think I understand politics there. Why has Netanyahu been propping up Hamas? I mean,
according to the former prime minister Ehud Barak, who wrote an article about it, was on CNN and Israeli think tanks. What Netanyahu did was allow funding to go to Hamas directly. Yeah. Because then he could say, hey, I can't make a peace deal with the Palestinians. Stop saying you want a Palestinian state when Gaza is controlled by Hamas. And it led him not talk about a Palestinian state. Also, he pivoted to Iran the whole time, again, not to talk about the Palestinian state issue. But that was the big thing. Ehud Barak, again, a former prime minister, said that's why Netanyahu allotted funding and allowed Hamas to exist in the form, never expecting on October 7th, but understanding they're going to fire missiles here and there. But he was fine with it because it let him have an excuse not to talk about the real issue, which was Palestinian self-determination. So here's where we are, and I'm hoping there'll be elections in the fall there. I'm not sure, but I'm getting a sense there might be.
Yeah, that's what we were asking. Are they like raves? Are they like pop-up, you know, concert Chris Rock doing a set at midnight?
Pop-up shops.
Like, how do we know when it's going to happen?
Not good. You know, it's
but it's
here's where we are.
But you know, it's his evil and his incompetence, Dean. You know, October 7th happened on his watch. That you know he's too busy in the West Bank or whatever. It went on for hours. I mean, I can't imagine they haven't thrown him out on his ear yet. But anyway, I'm glad that we're at the point, however we got here, where you know Nancy Pelosi and others are saying to Biden, you've got to condition aid. Because this is not a real investigation, right? I mean, the IDF cannot investigate themselves.
And that's what Chef Jose Andres said. It's not credible having it. Now, I think they did some sort of investigation.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we made mistakes, and that's true. But I think what's so jarring is that we learned about the rules of engagement that we believed, that I thought were true. Now we know it's true. They suspected one person in one of the three cars was a militant, and they killed everyone in three cars. Yeah. And even though it was coordinated with the Israeli military. So you get a sense when Palestinians are saying they're killing civilians, and people are like, well, blah, 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 Hamas was in the area. That's what they'll say all the time. You're like, oh, maybe Hamas wasn't in the area. Maybe Israel didn't care. They were dropping 2,000-pound bombs. They dropped over 500, which killed people a quarter mile away. We all get a sense now. This has gone horrifically wrong. And that's what a Gallup poll before last week's killing, only 36% of Americans supported the military action by Israel. And of Democrats, 18%. And of independents, less than 30%.
Yeah.
So you're seeing we're only down to about 60% Republicans, keeping that number in the 30s or would be in the teens. And look, I hope a ceasefire, they're negotiating right now in Cairo. There were some reports a short time ago, some positive developments. We'll see what happens. I hope there could be one. I hope the hostages can be released.
Yeah.
This war can end, a rebuilding, and I would love to see new leadership for the Palestinians in Gaza and new leadership for the Israelis in Israel, but that's up to them in Israel.
Yeah, interesting you brought up Obama. I mean, I always say this, Dean, it's all one story, isn't it? I mean, that's when, you know, Netanyahu really started to align with Republicans here. I mean, there's, you know, Jared apparently, you know, and Trump are conducting sort of a shadow presidency, talking to Netanyahu and MBS, you know, behind Biden's back. But I think that you're right. Look at what's going on right now. That's scary about Iran. And if this war widens,
sure.
You know,
wow.
Netanyahu came to speak against Obama's Iran deal, you know, behind Obama's back, the Republicans invited him. And so now here we are, right? I mean, it's, and when Trump says, oh, this wouldn't happen on my watch, it's like, really? Your buddy Putin,
everything was perfect.
Your buddy Putin was funding and training Hamas. Really? You were going to tell him not to?
No, you don't remember, Stephanie, but during Trump's 4 years, America was perfect.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I remember.
Because it was everything, all my dreams came true. It was the greatest 4 years of my life.
I remember that.
But that was like, it was like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
And Tinkerbell flew over and made me 21 years old again. It was great. I was Peter Pan all over. But now, what a horrific time. Everything was, Trump's a joke. We know he's a dangerous, dangerous dictator. So that's a whole different story. When I look back, I always regretted that during Obama, there wasn't a moderate to progressive prime minister in Israel, not Netanyahu, because I really think perhaps with President Obama, there could have been really laying the groundwork for a Palestinian state, and we would be on some form, if it was a federation, if it was two states, if it was an EU scenario, whatever.
At least he tried.
Netanyahu said no to everything.
Yes, and at least he tried to get them to stop building settlements and get to an actual two-state solution. And it's just, we're so far from that.
2 weeks ago, by the way, in the West Bank, under Smotrich, who's that's his last name, the head of like the Ministry of Land Grabbing, we can call it, announced the biggest, he literally announced the biggest grabbing of the land in the West Bank. That's, the Palestinians only have about 20% of the land in the West Bank under their exclusive control. Because they're sector A, B, and C, not to get too detailed.
Yeah.
But after the Oslo Accord, they have that. They took the biggest chunk of land since 1993, the Oslo Accord, 2 weeks ago. During this, nothing's going on in the West Bank. But there is the dream of people like Smotrich and another guy named Ben-Gavir, who President Biden has talked about, the greater Israel vision, an Israel from the sea, from the river to the sea. Mm-hmm. Palestinians leave, self-deport, voluntary transfer. That's what they talk about.
Yeah.
And build more settlements that are exclusive for Israelis, not for Palestinians. So,
yeah.
This is from both sides, and I'm glad the world's waking up. It's been a horrific time, and maybe now, if the world views, if every Americans especially view Palestinians as human beings, then we can push our elected officials to push for a just settlement.
Thank you.
Where neither Israeli nor
as you
Palestinian
say, clear Gaza Strip, it's like, so Jared can build waterfront condos. I mean, do you understand how, I mean, for anyone that cares about the Palestinian cause, it will be 11 billion times worse under Trump. Netanyahu's desperate to get Trump back in. I mean, when he says, oh, they need to finish it up, Israel. I mean, he means, I don't know, kill 30,000 more if you want. Like, I
he doesn't care.
Anyway.
What did Trump say at his fundraiser over the weekend? I want more of the white immigrants from Norway and Denmark. Once again, repeating it. And that's all they're reporting right now. That's, Trump is a white supremacist. This is not an attack on the guy. He is proud to be a white supremacist. And his base loves him for being a white supremacist. So when he says, why can't we have more people from Switzerland, which he said over the weekend, and Norway and Denmark, that's what his base wants. And that's who he is.
Yeah.
So the brown people in the Middle East, he doesn't care about them. He doesn't care. I don't think he cares about Israelis or American Jews. He smeared them with vile lies, saying you hate yourselves and your religion if you don't support me. Well, he's a despicable, irredeemable human, barely human being.
Yeah, and I said last week, and you tweeted about this thing, that it's beginning to feel like Hitler to me. Like when Judge Luttig talks about how our institutions just seem frozen. You know, whether it's judges, prosecutors, whatever, like it just we feel like there's nobody can stop this guy. And, you know, you talked about this fundraiser. You retweeted the headline, the German industrials who aided and abetted the Nazi regime. The ghosts of the Third Reich still haunt many German businesses. You said this is exactly how the wealthy donors who raised millions for Trump on Saturday should be viewed. Right. They're just their own self-interest.
I wrote about it from my Substack that these people, these less than 100, they gave between $250,000 to $800,000 each to attend this event. John Paulson's house, a big hedge fund, wealthy guy, that they went there to bankroll Donald Trump. And I reminded people that Hitler, when he came to power right before the first and last election as chancellor in Nazi Germany, he brought the German industrials together, said, I need your money. And he told them point blank, in a democracy, you're not going to do well. But in the dictatorship that I have in mind, you will do well. And some of those business people were on board with it. And some of them later were tried at Nuremberg for funding the Hitler war machine. And those people who went to that fundraiser and gave money, They're not the people with a high school education. Yeah. They're not con. They get it. They understand Trump attempted a coup.
Yes.
They understand January 6th. They understand he's pardoning the terrorists. And they're on board with it. And that's what's so frightening. They are smart enough to know it, and they're on board with
it. You said it. They're traitors. You said they're not MAGA morons who Trump con. They 100% know that Trump attempted a coup and incited the January 6th attack. They've chosen helping their bottom line over protecting our democracy. I mean, I was reading a historian saying, you know, they could have deported Hitler, you know, to Austria, whatever. But they didn't want to, you know, oh, God, you know, inflame his base, or they don't want to be fair, you know. Both sides, and I mean, just feels like where we are now that nobody knows what to do or how to stop him.
Are you suggesting we can deport Donald Trump? Because I'm on board for that.
Let's do it.
I wish there was a way.
I was saying I hope he looks into the eclipse and then he has to get a dog, and it's a Commander, you know, Biden's dog.
Your dog?
What?
Your dog leads him to the pier. You're like, where's Donald? Well, you know, the dog stopped short and Donald kept walking. And this is the frustration you sense, I sense, I'm sure, you know, my listeners sense. It's 3 years and 3 months of January 6th, and Donald Trump is still free. There is no first world nation that is sincere about protecting their democracy that would allow that to happen.
Yeah.
And sadly, NYSERDA America has allowed this to happen. And he's been able to game the system through spending $70, $80 million in legal fees. And we can go back in time. DOJ waited about a year to look at Donald Trump, and that's the problem.
Oh, I've set sail with you. I've left Jody on the defending Merrick Garland mainland, and you and me and Ellie Mistal, we're like on the little ice flow. Herbie. He's Herbie the dentist. I'm Rudolph.
Yeah,
we're with Lawrence Tribe. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is where people are going through the truth, for comedians to comedians and to you know, Twitter and Threads, etc., because that's where all the rock stars and the truth tellers are, including Lindy Lee, who joins us for the first time. Lindy, I feel like you're my best friend. I quote you all the time.
I'm so honored to be here, honestly. And I'm, over the months, over the years, actually, I've seen how much people adore you.
Aww.
You know, you kind of have a cult going on. I don't know.
They're weird.
People love Stephanie Miller.
We're all a little weird.
Like a staple of their lives.
Yeah.
Aw, thank you, honey. Well, you know, it's so funny. We were saying that you guys are all friends, too. You know, JoJo from Jurors, and we just had Black Knight. We have Brooklyn Dad. But I'm telling you, that's where the truth tellers are, because you talk about it all the time, that the mainstream media is just failing us. They're not designed for this moment. You get more truth from the comedians and facts and from you on. Like, you said the same thing I did. You tweeted, do not report Trump's fundraising totals till you see the receipts.
Yeah.
Do not report that he put up a $175 million bond till his insurer can prove its own solvency. Do not report his net worth till there's proof. Do not repeat his election lies. You need to stop falling for Trump's... I mean, that's just sums it up. And they keep doing it.
Absolutely. And there's one reporter in particular. I don't want to name names, but he did go to Princeton, so I didn't want to call him out by name. He's my fellow alum. But come on. He just repeated it verbatim. didn't verify. The FEC reports haven't come on, and I ran for Congress. I mean, back in the day when I was didn't know any better. But so I know how the FEC reports work.
Yeah.
And until we have itemized receipts, and even then I would be skeptical, because this guy has perpetrated massive financial fraud. Not just once, not just twice, but throughout his life, you know?
It's just, it's like the media is not prepared for this moment in our history. They just, it's like, I keep quoting Judge Luttig, who's like, our institutions and everything just seem frozen. They seem frozen and not know what to do with this guy. Look at how they reported his comments on abortion. He didn't moderate his position. Talk about that a little bit.
He just basically reiterated reality, right? Leaving it to the states as though it's some new policy. But this is a guy who appointed a third of the Supreme Court. And this is a guy who's found liable for sexual abuse. And he empowered six Federalist Society judges to police our bodies. This is the guy who, a sexual predator, is deciding what we can do with our bodies. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
It's completely mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a rapist who has taken away all women's bodily rights.
I don't want to get in trouble, but on one of the networks I called him a serial rapist, and I had like people in my ear. I had really startled emails.
All right, only one that's been proven, but okay.
Now it's been proven, but like I've been dancing around the sexual predator, the thug.
I hear you, but that's why they dance around calling him a liar when almost everything he says is a lie. I mean, and you said amazing that nearly every respectable media outlet peddled Trump's unverified and highly suspect claim. You're going to believe the guy who lied about his property value, sexual assaults, taxes, the election, his extramarital affairs, COVID, Russia, Saudi Arabia, classified documents. I mean, it's more rare that he says anything true, right?
I would have gone on, but I hit the 140 character limit. There was more to say. But yeah, they only give a girl 140 characters.
Yeah,
on Threads, I went on and on and on.
You're a girl that has too much character for that few characters. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the whole party, as I always say, Lindy, and you, another of your tweets went to that. You said Trump endorsed Tim Sheehy, bragged he was shot in Afghanistan. He was not.
Oh, my God.
Tom Cotton
story.
Bragged he was an Army Ranger. He was not. DeSantis boasted he saw active combat. He did not. Tuberville boasted that his dad helped command D-Day. He did not. The GOP has nothing but stolen valor. I mean, it's infects the whole party, doesn't it?
It's like they don't know Google exists.
Right.
Like, you can easily debunk all these claims. It's just, I don't think they understand that it's just a few, you know, so the fingertips. Yeah. And I don't understand. And the story of the guy shooting himself.
Yeah.
And he was actually fined $525 for shooting himself in the park. And then he said he was protecting his fellow soldiers. So when was he lying? Is he lying now or was he lying then?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
He's lying one of the times.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, you
absolutely are one of the people who keeps me sane, because you're just so good at, you know, putting the truth and the facts out there. And because a lot of times it is this endless chaos and exhaustion we've been living through. Tell us a little about you. Like, how did you get? You already dropped Princeton, so thank you.
Oh, I didn't mean
fancy book learning lady.
I'm sorry. But, I hate when
people no, I'm
do
just
that.
No, but we didn't know you were in. We didn't know you were in Philly, and I guess we could say now we already just booked you for Philadelphia Sexy Liberal.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I actually don't do. I generally say no to everything.
Uh-oh.
But no, like, it's just for my mental health, because it's just too much.
Yeah.
But something about you gave me pause, and I just said, like, I don't know if you noticed, so I just don't do radio. I just don't do it.
Yeah. Aw, well, we are honored, really, but you're gonna join Glenn Kirshner and JoJo from Jurors on panel at Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour in Philadelphia at the Fillmore.
There's something about you that is so uniquely special, and I know people across America would agree, and that's why I say this.
Oh, that's so touched.
Thank you for this.
Don't make me cry. I'm already the chick that cries on the radio. But, you know, Lindy, I was gonna say, no, seriously, but you guys are the ones that keep me going, and you know, people will say that to us, although you keep me sane, but that's what you do. And just tell us a little bit about how you got here and what, because you go at the White House all the time. I mean, you're a big influencer. Tell us how you got here.
I was laughing. I was speaking with somebody, but I don't know if it's like childhood trauma or whatever, but I just have this need to do something really significant. I just have to. It's just not an option that I don't. I just have to. And I'm running. I told you earlier, I haven't slept in 2 days. My HVAC melted. And then the vice president, I was invited to meet with the vice president yesterday at the tarmac.
Because of course you were.
it was just incredible. You know, I'm an immigrant. English is my second language. So every moment I'm like floored. Yeah. Like people are completely like unfazed by it, but I'm like, oh my God, everything for me is just so incredible.
Right.
My friend says I have front row energy because in all the photos, I'm like, oh my God. You know,
you're the only person we've booked for Sexy Liberals. Like, oh, I'm hosting a thing for the president, but so let me look. And I'm like, okay, we'll bring him.
Please. Oh, it's, yeah. Well, it's either the event that we're hoping to host is an Asian American led event. It'd be his only Asian American fundraiser. It's with Tammy Duckworth.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to come out in full force to just demonstrate that it's all facets of American society are united against Trump. Let's just be honest, like against fascism, against this like lunatic. He's a lunatic. He's a psychopath. You know, I don't even understand how someone has the capacity to be that bad. You know, I understand that it's happening, but why would you do that? Like, I can't even comprehend it, you know?
Yeah. No.
And evil seems so banal a word to use for what's going on.
Yeah.
Because it's been overused. But there's just something so, I'm not cursing, so, you know, screwed up about this situation in this guy.
I can't wait to let you loose on stage at Sexy Liberal. Be as big a potty mouth as we.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a thing about, because I grew up so constricted as an Asian American woman.
Catholic school.
I'm just letting my freak flag fly now. Absolutely. I'm just tired.
See, those are the F words you can use on this show. But when we get to Philadelphia. But yeah, no, you're exactly right. We say it like you have to laugh or you'd cry all day. It's too incredible that you know Jack Smith and all these generals had to write to the Supreme Court.
I'm so glad
it's so
did,
depressing.
Though.
I mean,
but guess who didn't? Guess who went the other way? Oh yeah, I can't curse.
Oh.
But Josh Hawley,
yes,
and Ted Cruz,
yes,
submitted an amicus brief urging the Supreme Court to protect Trump. And you know why? Because they know that if he's screwed, they're screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
It's the same argument. If he's guilty of insurrection, so are they. So they're doing everything they can. I'm like, every time I talk about them. Again, Ted Cruz brings shame to my call. Like, it's if you speak to any of our alumni, we're ashamed. We're actively embarrassed that he's one of us.
Yeah.
And it's just that every time I talk about him, I get heated because I know he knows better. Prior to Trump, I used to have conversations with him. Yeah. I remember I bought a copy. I'm a book. I love books. Oh, my God. But I have a copy of Master of the Senate. And I don't know why I'm weird. I brought it to Congress. Like I was lugging around Master of the Senate by Robert Caro about LBJ.
Yeah.
And Ted Cruz saw it. He saw me carrying it. And we had a really thoughtful conversation.
Yeah.
This is 2014.
Yeah.
And he changed so much since then.
You're right. It is worse.
His incentives are to be MAGA, to be crazy.
Yeah.
But he's not like that, you know?
It is worse that they know better. By the way, I do get heavy nerd energy from you, which I love so much. Just giant nerd.
I'm such an unapologetic nerd. Yeah.
But, well, funny you bring up LBJ, because, you know, my dad ran with Goldwater against LBJ in 64, but he was also
a
Nuremberg.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah. Right
there. But he was also a Nuremberg.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah. He was also a Nuremberg prosecutor.
Makes so much sense now. Like, your last name is Miller.
Yeah. There you go.
Now I get it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're like, that's random. Why is that back there?
Yeah.
I get it now. Oh, this is okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a eureka moment. I should have connected the dots. It's incredible. So you're from a dynasty.
Well, just the one guy, but
I'm an immigrant, so I'm fresh off the boat. This is incredible.
Anyway, but you know, we were just saying, I mean, my dad be rolling over his grave. I mean, it you know, I'm going to inter my mom with my dad at Arlington in July, and he was a Nuremberg prosecutor. That, you know, there's this party that there's this party saying Nazis are very fine people, and there's Nazi flags at some of their Trump's rallies.
Can I just say, I'm from communist China. This is no joke. This is not just, you know, a thought experiment. This can actually happen. And I think that's why I care so much more deeply than just the average Joe, because I lived it. the Chinese Communist Party killed my great-grandfather.
Oh, wow.
I know that this is real. This isn't just some like theoretical thing. It could very well happen. Yeah. And it only takes one lunatic.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're one lunatic away from this happening. And my brother who was born here, I love him. Hey, Jeff. he doesn't have a similar appreciation for it because he didn't live through an authoritarian regime.
Yeah.
I know. You can't go on Google or Facebook in China.
No, I keep saying this is starting to feel like Hitler. This is like 1930s Germany where nobody knows how to stop this mother. Right? The courts, the prosecutors, the judge, like his own party. Nobody seems willing to stop this guy. And it is the rise of fascism if we don't. And so I have to ask, because our friend Aisha Tyler used to tell us that Barack Obama smelled like cookies and freedom. And I know JoJo from Jurors says that Biden smells like warm cocoa on a winter night. What is your experience of Joe Biden, of the president?
Oh, my goodness. Can I just say, I was just thinking about this. No other, and I've seen everyone, you know, at this point, I've engaged with all major, like every single major Democratic leader. No one makes me feel as loved and as seen as President Biden.
Aww.
And I don't even want to call him Joe Biden because he deserves more than that. And I'm not saying from my heart, I'm just trying, he deserves our love. He does. He's such a fundamentally good guy. And I can't say that. I don't want to name any names, but I know some people who are driven by realpolitik who have wanted to be president since they were like in grade school. Like I know people, and again, I'm not going to get, you know,
right.
But Joe Biden is a sincerely good man. There was this one time I was just thanking, I don't even know why, but I thanked him. I was like, I'm an immigrant. Thank you for making me feel like an American. And he took my hand and he said, of course you're an American. Thank you for choosing us.
Aww.
You're the best of us.
Oh, God, you're going to
make me cry viral. And it's just like, this is incredible. Each and every time he takes time to talk, and genuinely connect.
No, I've met him once, and it was the same, Lindy. I met him once, and I was like, oh, my God, he knows who I am. He's like, makes you feel like you're the only person.
Your national treasurer, of course, he knows you.
I'm no Lindy Lee. But you're absolutely right. It must drive you as crazy as it does me when people say, oh, lesser of two evils. I'm like, no. Joe Biden, as Lindsey Graham once said, is one of the best, is as good a man as God ever created. Donald Trump is evil. Yeah. There's not less of two evils. It couldn't be more different. They couldn't be more 180, right?
There's something vacant about Trump's soul. I don't think there's a soul. I think it's just, I don't understand what's going on. It's hard for me to grasp it. But evil doesn't seem to fully capture how nihilistic and dangerous it is.
Lindy, these guys will tell you I'm a stage 5 clinger, and I do not ever want to let you go, but we're running long, so I'm going to have to say goodbye till Philly. Till Philly when I get to give you a big hug and we see you at Sexy Liberal. Thank you so much for doing this.
I can't wait to see you. Thank you for having me, Steph.
Thank you, Lindy. Yes,
there she goes. Rockstar, just general rock star of life, not just Twitter and Threads.
Absolutely.
All right. Love you, honey.